everybody, and welcome to Books Unbound, the podcast where we unbind books to get to their hearts with your hosts, me, it's Ariel, and...
me, Raylene. I'm a new woman. I've moved. I'm a new woman.
Yes. Oh my God. Okay, guys, this is such a jam-packed episode. This is going to be a really fun one because this is Raylene's birthday episode. Happy birthday. No, I'm not going to sing it because do you remember that horrible feeling you would feel when you were at a family restaurant?
Oh my God. And they would all start to sing.
And they would all start to sing and you would be like, please, no, it can't. Please don't be near me. And then they'd go to the other side of the restaurant, but you still felt cringe. My parents like knew that that would destroy me if they actually got did you have waiters sing to you?
Oh, 100%. We used to go to Red Robin a lot for birthdays and stuff, and they really like to sing at Red Robin. They have a whole special song there.
That's so horrible. Yeah. Well, it's Raylene's birthday. Raylene has moved. We have the birthday quiz, which is apparently a Books Unbound tradition now. And I guess I'm gonna have to make a quiz every year. But we also have some really fun announcements to do about our final book club of the year, if you guys want to join in on our final book club of 2021. And a little something called Flight of the Albatross, which makes no sense out of context. So we're going to have to talk about that. But also, we've read some books. We've bought some books. So we've got some normal reading stuff to do. So this is a real jam-packed ep. Let's start with the announcements so that people who don't have long attention spans will hear the juicy details.
This is important.
And then we won't feel bad at the end when we forgot to do them. I mean, honestly, I do feel like an important announcement is how did your move go?
It went pretty well. Awesome. I ended up moving sooner than we originally thought, which was nice. However, it was on a Sunday. And so we did all of the moving on a Sunday, and then I had to go to work the next day and for the entire next week and just not really have time to unpack. So I had a crazy week of working a full day and then coming home and unpacking and like washing dishes for like 4 or 5 hours before I crashed. And so it's good. Like I have no complaints. Yeah. It was all very good. I'm so excited to be living in an apartment with just Kyle and my cat. And I'm like 10 times happier being here, even though I'm tired and nothing, like not everything is finished yet. There's nothing on the walls right now. It's a little bleak, but it's really good. It's really good.
It was amazing because you sent me photos the evening you moved in and all of your bookshelves already had all the books
that
unpacked.
That was the first thing I did.
And do you remember, though, it took me like months because I had to build my shelves, to be fair. But like it took me so long to get my books out. You had them done the same
evening. Was very important to me that get done because most of the boxes that were just all over the floor were books.
Oh, yeah.
The other stuff was like maybe two bins of like, you know, dishes or whatever, a couple of boxes of this and that. But there were 20 boxes that were just books. And so they needed to get off the floor. So that was a priority.
I love that. Yeah. Well, I'm so glad you're moved in. What a saga. Mm-hmm. I'm so glad that you are living in a place that brings you joy.
Yes. And I'm sitting at a desk right now instead of in my bed, which is kind of, nobody knows this, but every episode I have recorded sitting on a bed, like hunched over a microphone with my legs going numb because I'm trying to like hold my laptop up. Just terrible. Not good. And now it's sitting like a normal person at a desk. And it feels so good.
You don't have a chair.
I'm sitting on a stool, an ottoman, some might call it. A footstool is my chair, but that's okay. I'm moving on up.
Oh, man. We're moving up in the world. Yeah. Okay, let's talk about the book club. So how do I put this politely? The people have really challenged us this year with the book clubs, right? Yeah. Because how we run our book clubs, how we've always run them, is that you and me pick out like, I don't know, 5 or 6 books. We put them to a vote. People can vote on the book club. The votes always happen on our Patreon, but they're always open to anyone to vote on. It's a public post, but just it's the cleanest way to do a poll. They have a really good poll function there. So anyways, we posted this poll like 2 weeks ago now. Mm-hmm. And but usually... you know, I don't know what the hell it is, but they've been picking the longest books this year.
Yeah.
They picked Emma and they picked 100 Years of Solitude. Mm-hmm. They're like long, dense classics. So Raylene and I were like, No.
Not, we're not again. Doing that we won't again. Let ourselves be subject to that pain again.
Exactly.
Soon.
So first of all, we only picked three books.
Yeah.
We were like, let's just pick three books we're really excited about, we really want to read. So they were The Flat Share by Beth O'Leary, mm-hmm. which is like a fluffy romance. Strange Weather in Tokyo by Hiromi Kawakami, which is a book we've both been excited about for a while. And Eileen by Otessa Moshfegh, because Moshfegh's been...
Yeah.
I mean, she's like a patron saint, isn't she, of the podcast?
Pretty much. She's our queen.
The polls are in. The votes have been tallied. And the winner is Eileen. To be fair, pretty close vote, you guys. Mm-hmm. Like, it was really close. Usually it's not that close. It got 160 votes, but then... I shouldn't have started saying things before I had them in front of me.
Oops.
There it is. 160 votes for Eileen, but then we got 105 votes for The Flat Share and 114 votes for Strange Weather in Tokyo. So it was actually pretty close,
yeah.
But Eileen is the winner. Definitely. So here's how it's going to go, you guys. The book, unfortunately, does not have clear chapter titles in that it's not like chapter 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We don't exactly understand how it's broken up because we haven't read it. So we're splitting it in thirds. The Discord will have these three different page delineations. So page 1 to 86, 87 to 179, and 180 to 260. Those will be three separate chats. And if you are not a patron, you can still access the book club section of the Discord. That's public to everyone. And that will be linked in the show notes. The book club starts today. Okay?
Immediately.
The day that this episode comes out, it's on fire. It's all happening. November 14th. The deadline for you to send us a voice clip is December 14th. So you have a month. Mm-hmm. You have a month to read the book, have a thought, and send us a 30-second clip if you want to, if you have an idea or a question or a moment that really stuck out to you or a favorite quote or any thought. It can be spoilery or not. Send us that clip to booksunboundpodcast@gmail.com using the subject line, Eileen voice clip.
Simple.
In all caps. Simple. And then once we get those by December 14th, Raylene and I will record the episode shortly after that. And it will be, the episode will go live before the end of the year because it's our last book club of the year. Mm-hmm. The other fun thing is for the first third of the book, pages 1 to 86 in the Penguin issue, I think there's only one edition of this book,
yeah,
right?
And I'm sure the hardcover has the same amount of pages. So
yeah. For about the first third of the book, we are going to be doing an Instagram live on December 4th at 2 p.m. AST. That's 1 p.m. EST. That's 10 a.m. PST.
Wow, look at you go.
Look at me. I didn't even write these down.
You just understand and you know.
So don't worry if that's a lot of details. Those details will all be available on our Instagram, mm-hmm. if you want to check those out. So honestly, I should probably put them on our website too. Fine. I'll put them on the website.
You convinced me.
Okay. There you go. Now you have all the details about the book club. We won't do this much of an info drop again. Like I said, we will mention it in passing because now we have to read it, really.
Yes, I'm so excited to read it. I noticed there was one chapter that's called Christmas Eve, so it's kind of perfect that this is like our winter.
It's perfect. It's a winter book. Yeah, it's totally a winter book, so this is really perfect to read as the final book of the year. I'm really excited about it, and it'll be so exciting to have another mosh.
I know, neither of us has read more than my year of rest and relaxation, but we love her so much, so it's kind of crazy.
Do you know the back story about this book?
No.
It's really interesting. So she was shortlisted for the Man Booker Prize. Mm-hmm. This is technically her debut. She had published McGlue, but that's a novella.
Yeah.
This is her novel, right? So for her debut novel to be shortlisted for the Man Booker is pretty outstanding.
Yeah.
But the legend behind it, and she's the one who said this in an interview, is that she was getting angry at the publishing industry for like not catching onto the work she was doing and just for its kind of snobbishness and stuff and very particular things that she publishes. So she went out and she said, fine, I will play your game. And she bought a book on how to write a novel in 60 days. And she just wrote it exactly like the book told her to and made like a crime novel because that's like the most popular genre, I think.
Yeah.
And And then it got nominated for the Man Booker.
That's hilarious.
It's pretty cool. Okay. So yeah, we're excited about it. I think that's going to be really good. Mm-hmm. Raylene, it is now time for you to tell everyone about Flight of the Albatross.
So the name is something that Ariel just came up with about 20 minutes ago. So that is...
Well, of course.
It's just kind of perfect, but I'll start at the beginning of the story. So as everyone probably knows by now, you have talked about Albatross by Terry Fallis quite a lot. And
yes,
it doesn't seem to be available to anyone outside of Canada. It's impossible
to find. That's the message we get all the time.
Everybody's like, you talk about this book so much, I want to read it. However, I can't because it's not available anywhere. And so with that in the back of my mind, I am always trying to help the people of the podcast. Because I also read Albatross and really, really enjoyed it. And so I want everyone to be able to read this hilarious, wild, wacky book as well. And so I was, you know, out thrift shopping as I do. And lo and behold, a copy of Albatross sitting on the shelf in great condition. And it was just there. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to buy this. I don't know what I'm going to do with it yet, but I have to buy this because I just need to. And so we decided that we should do a giveaway to our patrons, our non-Canadians. Sorry, Canadians.
Yes, non-Canadians. This is for the people who can't get the book.
Yeah.
Because we're doing a service.
It's easily accessible in Canada, but outside of Canada, it's impossible. So we decided we would do a giveaway to you guys. And so that's what Flight of the Albatross is, because the book is going to be flying.
Raylene said, we need a name for it. And I sat there in silence for like a minute. And then I was like, Flight of the Albatross.
It's just beautiful. It's too perfect. So so we're going to be doing a giveaway. There will be a post up now on our Patreon. It'll be linked in the show notes, but just go check it out over there. Patreon.com/BooksUnboundPodcast if you want to look it up that way. And yeah, so all of our patrons are eligible for this, except the Canadians, obviously. And all you need to do is comment on the post, letting us know what your favorite book is or what a great book recommendation is from your country, whether the author is from your country or if it takes place in the country that you live in or the country that you're from. That is what we want. We want a cool recommendation from wherever you're from.
Love it. Yeah. We're always looking for translated books, books that aren't set in the US. Mm-hmm. So,
although if you're in the US, you are allowed to enter.
Yeah, you actually are. So I guess you could totally tell us about an American book.
We'll have to hear about it as well.
The winner will be picked by random.
Yeah.
So we're not going to judge your entry. Don't worry. We're not going to be like, oh yeah, we like this book more. No, yeah. We're just going to, that's just a fun way to get some entries, but we'll pick by random. Mm-hmm. Don't worry, Canadians. We'll do something fun for you guys soon. We just, you guys can go to Chapters and buy it.
Exactly. So, and I plan to keep my eyes peeled for more Albatross. So there could be another Flight of the Albatross in the future. But as of right now, we've just got the one copy. So yeah,
definitely.
I think it's pretty exciting. So,
this is really
cute. This will be going on for 1 week. The post will be up let you enter the giveaway. And then we will randomly select a winner after a week and we will message you on Patreon. So keep an eye out for that. And then we'll announce the winner on the pod in a couple episodes once we record again. So yeah, that's Flight of the Albatross. I'm so excited for it. I feel like we need a cool logo or something for it. I don't know.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. We do. And I can kind of imagine it. Like, it's a cool title.
Yeah.
It's a cool title. Anyway. Okay, it's time to talk about your birthday.
Oh, hell yeah. Woo! I'm so excited. It's funny.
Wait, really?
What?
You can't just like casually drink out of our new mug and not, wow.
I was planning on saying something, but I was just kind of waiting for you to notice.
I'm so jealous. The UPS man said that, like, I mean, the app.
The man.
The man didn't say anything to me. The app said it's supposed to come today, but it hasn't arrived.
Yeah, I got my new Dust Jackets mug as well as my toque/beanie. They arrived at the exact same time in the same box. And I wore the toque last night. And it was great.
Was it comfy?
It was very comfy. It kept me warm. And
amazing.
Oh, it's wonderful.
Amazing.
It's so cute. I love it.
I'm so jealous. I'm so excited. Merch is linked in the show notes, you guys. Mm-hmm. Sorry. But it is. Okay. It's your birthday. Have you seen Happy Death Day to you?
No.
Happy Death Day is the first one. You haven't?
No, I don't know what that is.
Oh my God. It is such a good movie. It is super fun. Anyway, I guess it doesn't matter. There's the character is in a time loop where, like, kind of like Groundhog Day, mm-hmm. but she just keeps getting murdered. She has to solve her own murder before she can get out of her time loop. And her phone has this really annoying ringtone that says, "It's your birthday, so you better pick up the phone." Anyway, that's
I'll have to check that out.
It's your birthday, and I bought you presents. We are recording this 2 weeks before your birthday, basically. So only one of my presents has arrived to you, but the other one's arriving in a couple days. So I just want people to know that I actually was on the ball and we didn't realize we were going to record your birthday episode today.
It just happened.
So here's what's going to happen. We're going to record you opening part one of your present right now.
Oh my God.
Then in a couple of days when Raylene gets her second present, we're going to record that as well, but we had to record the main episode today. So we'll cut to that in a little bit with, like, we'll be in the future for 3 minutes or something. Then we'll cut back. But Raylene, what do you got?
I'm so excited. So I have this, I mean, I can tell that it's a book because it says book on it. And it's shaped like a book. But this mysteriously came from the UK.
It sure did.
So I have no idea why. Like, what book is this that it needed to come from the UK? And I'm deeply excited. And I'm going to open it now.
I will explain everything, and, well, it'll kind of make sense once you see it. I'm really excited. I hope you like this.
What if I didn't? How sad would that be? Okay, let's get this funky tape off of here. Okay, I'm about to look at it. What is it? Oh my God, yes! Okay. So the book is, God, this is so exciting. I saw pink and I was like, wow, what book could this possibly be? Okay, so you sent me Lonely Castle in the Mirror by Mizuki Tsujimura, which is freaking amazing. It's a paperback. And this is not out in Canada yet. So I understand now why you sent it to me. You know, I have actually kind of a funny story with this book. So as you might remember, or maybe I didn't tell you, I pre-ordered the hardcover Canadian edition of this book many, many months ago. Mm. And it was supposed to come out, I think, in December or something. But then it got pushed to February or March. And I told myself, you know what? I'll just cancel it. I don't need to have this hardcover. It'll be fine. I'll just get it from the library, shed a little tear. And so I was no longer going to own the book, but I really wanted it still. And so this is perfect. This is perfect. Oh, the back of the book is so cute. Look, it has a little castle on it.
Oh, it is adorable. Oh. So, yeah, similarly to you, I was really excited about this book. Yeah. I heard about it quite a while ago because it came out in the UK a while ago.
Yeah.
Oh, what's the note say?
It's cute because your friend Lena sent it to me.
With love from England via Ariel. Ah, Lena. Yes, I want to give a giant shout out to my good pal Lena, who really did me a solid on this situation. So basically, like I was saying, I was also really excited about this book, and I remember us talking about it on the podcast quite a while ago.
Yeah, I did a book olds by accident for this book that hadn't come out yet.
Oh, that hadn't come out
yet. I thought it was old, but it wasn't even out.
Well, it just sounds fantastic. It sounds so up our alley. Yeah. And then we found out it wasn't even out yet, and then we found out that the whole thing got delayed and everything. But then I looked into it and it was out in the UK. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, God, this would be such a perfect present for Raylene. And then I realized, oh my God, I could get Lena to ship it to you. Uh-huh. And then, it would be like, it would be an exclusive gift.
Yeah.
Because you literally can't get this in Canada. And we probably won't be able to get a paperback in Canada for like another year.
Exactly.
So I just felt like this was kind of a special thing to get you. And so I... What I did was very presumptuous of me. I bought the book at the bookstore that I know is closest to Lena's house online. Yeah. And then I texted her and I was like, so I bought this book. Could you please pick it up for me? I already paid for it, I think.
Oh my God.
And then I ship it to this address.
That's hilarious.
And I will buy you a dinner or something. And she was like, on it. And she did it like within 2 days or something. Oh, wow. It was amazing. And that's why you got it with loads of
time. I got it like a week ago, I think, at this
couple
time
days ago. Yeah. So I'm so glad that you got it, and I'm so glad that you like it.
I love it. It's perfect. It's the perfect book you could have possibly sent to me because I really wanted to own it, but I had made a mental decision not to because I didn't want to buy a new hardcover.
That's exactly, like you're saying, that's exactly the kind of perfect gift.
Yeah.
Because it's a book you wouldn't buy yourself.
Exactly. Oh, I was like, in my mind, I would not own this book, but I wanted to own this book. So you made the perfect decision.
That's amazing. Yeah.
Oh, thank you so much.
10 out of 10, Ariel. Pat on the back. Well, let's see if I nail it again in the future, because we're going to cut to a clip in a few days when you get the second part of your present.
Hello, everybody. Streaming from the future, you will have just heard us in a very calm moment when we were recording in our normal situation. I am now, what has it been, 2 days? Three, four days? I forget.
It's been, yeah, three days, I think, since the last one.
I'm at Toronto Pearson International Airport on my way, on my trip to Europe. And this is the moment. This is the one little moment we have. Boarding literally starts in 4 minutes. So,
oh my God.
That's terrifying. The good slash bad news is that I have a low zone number. So it'll be a little bit of, but we've got some buffer
there.
But I'm literally calling Raylene. I've got my mask on. Don't worry, guys. I've got about 18 scheduled tests coming up. but I am calling Raylene on my phone and recording my voice on my boyfriend's phone. So
high-tech.
Let's see if this works. Fingers crossed. We're now going to open Raylene's other present that you got today, Raylene. I hope it's okay, not smushed.
I got it today. And in giant letters, it says, do not bend. It's like big and square, but very thin. So I'm just going to dive right in. I'm very excited to open this.
This is the worst ambient noise we've ever had on the pod. There's so, like thousands of people here.
Listen to this beautiful ASMR bubble wrap.
It's sad too. Raylene can't see me smile because I've got my mask on.
Oh, you look so sad. There we go. Sorry. Just trying to gain some momentum here. This package doesn't want to slice. Okay, I'm gonna put it down. Oh my God, what is it? Okay, the moment of truth. Oh, just kidding. It's just a brown paper bag. Okay. The real moment of truth. What is in here? What is it? Oh, it's beautiful!
Yay!
It's moths! I freaking love moths! It's an art print! Was there something else in here? Or was I
missing? Yes, there's one other little thing in there. And a letter, hopefully. Unless I forgot to put it in there.
There's this nice piece of cardboard.
Oh, that was because I didn't want them to bend the print.
Yeah, that would be tragic. Okay, there's a card. Oh my gosh, what's this? It's so cute. It's a crocheted scrunchie.
It's a little crocheted scrunchie, and I got a matching pink one because I don't know,
cute.
People wouldn't know this, but Raylene and me have developed a thing in our friendship where I have pink things and she has blue things. So like we sit in a pink chair and a blue chair, or I use a pink
That's
mug and
true.
She uses a blue mug. So I got us matching scrunchies, which is
That's so cute.
Ultimate friendship. Matching
I really
scrunchies.
Love that.
And they're crocheted. They're so cute and soft. And then...
Yeah, and they're made in Halifax. That's so cute.
I'm so excited for you to see the front of the card.
It's so cute. I'll have to post a picture of this.
Oh my God. And
it's the most adorable little card ever.
I can tell my story right now. We're on the last flight we were left from the Halifax airport. There was, at a gift shop, live lobster. And me and Connor were like, I literally don't get that. Like, maybe on your way out, I don't, like, out of the airport, I don't understand. Nobody would possibly be buying
that.
That's
so bizarre.
And then we literally saw a man with a box and a live lobster putting it into the overhead compartment of our plane. And I was like,
I can't believe that was allowed.
It was peak Nova Scotia. I couldn't believe it. Nuts. But yeah, the reason that I got you that print is because of two things. One, you got your new apartment, and so I wanted to give you something that was, you know, a nice little decoration for your place.
Yeah.
But the other reason is because you told me you've really been liking, like, butterfly slash moth,
definitely.
Imagery, and, like the pinned butterflies that are, like, in frames and stuff. And so I thought this was like a perfect way to do that in your new place.
It is perfect. It's perfect. I can't wait to put it up.
Happy birthday, Raylene.
Thank you so much. I'm also putting my hair in my scrunchie now. It still has a tag on it.
I love it.
That's okay.
Oh my God, it looks so cute.
My tiny hair.
You'll have to post some photos of that stuff.
Absolutely.
Because I think people will like seeing it. We got kind of lucky. I'm kind of sad that we didn't get an announcement on the overheads. Incredible.
That would have been cool. Like, you could be lying about being in an airport right now.
I know, but they keep shouting at us about this form you're supposed to fill out. If you want to go to the UK, you better have your passenger locator form.
Okay, so sorry.
We got it downloaded.
Okay, I better go because I feel it is my moment. But
it's time for you to go. Raylene. Enjoy your flight.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
We will go back now to us in the past.
Woo!
Okay, well, Raylene, just even though it's the future, or it's the past again, and you don't know, did you like your present?
It was wonderful.
Oh, happy birthday, my good old pal. Thank you. Okay, here's what we're gonna do now. The birthday quiz.
Okay.
Hell yeah.
I'm so unprepared. Hopefully I remember my birthday. Hopefully I know the answers.
Yes, exactly. No, question number one. What is your sign horoscope?
I am a Scorpio. Yes.
How do you feel about that?
I love being a Scorpio. I feel like Scorpio is known for being like kind of the feisty, like bitchy sign. And so I feel like when I'm having a day where I'm just like, ugh, whatever, I'm just like, I have an excuse. I'm a Scorpio. It's because I'm a Scorpio. I have a vengeful spirit and a sharp tongue. And I feel like
It sounds like you were reading that, but weirdly you
I
weren't.
Made that up just now. So yes, I love being a Scorpio. I feel like it just fits. It feels right.
Well, on the flip side, I know you don't like this following thing. What is your birthstone and how do you feel about it?
Yeah, so the November birthstone is citrine and like, why is that even a choice? It's
so funny how much your voice changed. Like you went from pure happiness to pure down.
Like you get to have sapphire. Sapphire is cool. April is diamond. Cool. And then wow. November is citrine, which is just like, I didn't even know that that was a stone before I heard that that was my birthstone. I was like, what on earth is that? I just don't really like it. It's not as pretty. I wish it could be like an emerald or something, but it's citrine. Yeah. It's a yellow stone. It's just not the most exciting, but it is what it is.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
It is what it is. All right. How do you feel about having a November birthday?
I love it. I used to not enjoy it because I was one of the younger people in school. And so people would always get to things before me. Like people would turn 16 before me. And I was like, oh, I have to wait until the next school year. And so that was always a whole thing. I was kind of on the younger end. But that's the only downside. When you're a kid, you want to be older. And now that I'm older, I'm like, ha, I get to be young for a little bit longer. And I like it. I love fall. October, November are my favorite months of the year, just in general. Yeah. So it feels fun to have a birthday in November, especially because October is super fun because we've got like Halloween. And then within a couple of weeks, it's my birthday. And then, you know, and then shortly after that is Christmas. So it's just like it's right in the middle of the most fun part of the year, in my opinion. True. So I really love it. My birthday is right in the middle of November. So also November 13th, I feel like that's a very cool number. Like it's a very cool day.
Number. So do you ever have your birthday on Friday the 13th?
Yeah, it was on Friday the 13th last year, actually, because it's on a Saturday this year. I love it when it's on Friday the 13th. That's my favorite thing. It's very exciting.
That's very Scorpio.
Exactly. I'm like, I love all things spooky, scary, and cursed. Like
aggressive.
Yeah.
Okay, do you have any birthday traditions? Maybe from your childhood or maybe now?
Kind of. I think I've sort of started a new tradition over the past few years because as you get older and become an adult, sometimes you have to like go to work on your birthday. And so you don't get so like you only get to have a few hours of like actual birthday time.
Yeah.
And so I've decided a couple of years ago that what I really want to do on my birthday is go book shopping. That is the one thing that I really want to be able to do because it brings me so much joy. And if I only have like 5 hours to do something, I want to have a good meal and go book shopping. So for the past, I think maybe 3 years, Kyle has taken me out to Indigo and then he says, like, pick a few books, I'll buy them for you. And I absolutely love that tradition. And but as far as like what food I have, that kind of changes every year. I used to go to Moxie's a lot. For some reason, I really liked Moxie's. But the Moxie's close to us is gone now. So I'm like, oh, I got to pick a different tradition. So either I'll go over to my mom's house and she'll make me my favorite meal that has been my favorite since I was a kid, or I just pick a restaurant that I feel like going to. So I'm not sure what I'm going to do yet this year, but those are kind of the only traditions. I don't have like a Christmas cake like you did, but I don't like cake, so every year I kind of just get something different. So I'll be like, either I'll have like, I want a pie this year. Last year, my mom made me a like a tower of banana muffins because that's what I wanted. Incredible. So I just get whatever I feel like having that year, but it's always something different. So those are kind of the only quote-unquote
book shopping tradition. Yeah. That's the best kind of tradition.
I'm very excited to do that soon.
Okay, our next question is, do you have a favorite birthday, like, or just one of your favorite birthdays, one that you remember was a fun year or something like that?
Yes, I definitely do have one of those. It was, oh gosh, it's been a couple of years now. My past two birthdays have been pretty underwhelming because we didn't have, we weren't living in a basement suite with freedom. So the past two were not great. So I guess this would have been like my 24th or 25th, maybe 24th. It was super fun. I, for 2 years in a row, had birthday parties where I invited all my friends, except for you because you're too far away. But I invited all of my friends to come over and like have a potluck. And I made this giant vat of sangria. And
amazing.
I just invited my friends over and we just like sat around and had a good time, drank sangria, and had a wonderful time. The second year, I invited a couple of my work friends who weren't at the previous party. And so it was kind of a mixing of my friend groups. And it was just so strange, but in such a fun way. And one of my friends brought, he had like this, I think it's on Steam, actually. It's like a computer game, but it's like a party game. And there's all these different games you can play, and everybody kind of plays on their phones. And so they do like...
Yes, I think I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I don't remember what the game is called, but I'll try and...
Was it the one where you like draw something and then it shows up on the
screen? That's one of them, yeah. So there's one game that's like t-shirt something or other. And basically everybody comes up, like you write a phrase and then you also draw something. And then they randomly put them together and people have to vote on which one like makes the best t-shirt or whatever. And so there was one that I like drew a lion and then somebody... wrote the phrase not even once, and somehow those got put together, and I was like, that is so weirdly hilarious. And so I was like, oh, that's kind of great. And my friend bought me the shirt, like she ordered it. You can actually get the real t-shirt. So that's, I had this so weird cute lion shirt that says not even once on it. And it was just like, oh, it was just a hilarious night having all of my friends together and just being weird and like having a great time. So that was probably my favorite birthday. That was like a few years ago, and I look forward to having another birthday party like that.
Yeah. End COVID. End.
Please.
Okay, final question, and this is the big existential one. How do you feel about turning 27?
So far,
you've seen me be 27 for a month now. But you don't die.
No, I think it's gonna be okay. I feel okay about it because I don't know. It's kind of funny because Kyle and I were born in the same year, but his birthday is in March, so he's been 27 since March. So he's starting to freak out about turning 28 in a couple of months, and so I'm like, I'm not even 27 yet. So the November birthday really feels good at times like those. So I'm totally okay with it. Usually by the time my birthday rolls around, I've already like convinced myself that I am the new age. Like for the past couple of months, I'm like, wait, am I 26? I am still 26, but I feel 27 already.
I felt
already
the same way.
Yeah, like I feel like I've already leveled up in my head. And so it doesn't really freak me out that much because 27 is still closer to 25 than it is to 30.
Right.
So it still feels like I'm in the 25 zone. I'm not quite in the 30 zone yet. So I think next year will be a little bit scarier, but I'm okay with 27. That's a nice number.
But we definitely are in our late 20s.
We are. Right? We definitely
27, 28, 29.
Yeah.
My God.
My God.
Wow. All right. Well, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. The birthday quiz. Raylene's answers to the birthday quiz.
That was fun.
Oh man. Okay. It's time for us to talk about books.
What? Is that really why we're here?
Yeah, believe it or not. Have you finished anything recently? I don't think I have since since I finished the Ghost book for last episode.
Oh, true.
Because that we only recorded a week ago.
Yeah, we've had it's been a weird recording schedule. It's been unusual. Yeah. Usually we give ourselves a bit more time between recordings. So it's fair. It's totally fair that you haven't finished anything else. I was moving, so I didn't read a whole bunch, but I did read one book that I do want to talk about. So I read the book. I got this from the library randomly, and it just happened to come at the perfect time because I needed a short book. It is The Woman in the Purple Skirt by Natsuko Imamura. translated by Lucy Murth.
Oh my god, that's interesting. Yeah. Because I remember you just bought that recently.
I didn't buy it, actually. I saw it at the bookstore. I sent you a picture of it. Oh. And then I got it from the library. Because this one's only out in hardcover. I wanted to buy it, but I convinced myself not to.
Okay.
And because this one...
That's brave of
you. Yeah, I know. This one originally caught my eye because the cover's kind of weird. I was like, oh, it's clearly Japanese translated fiction. And then I read the synopsis. And in the synopsis, it compares the book to... It's kind of like Convenience Store Woman meets Parasite meets Otessa Moshfegh meets Rear Window. And I was like, what the hell? I love all of those things. Like,
yeah, that's bold.
What the hell? And so I really wanted to buy it, but I chose not to because it's only out in hardcover here. And so I waited. I got it from the library and then I read it. And it was super good. Like, I really liked it. It has a really low average rating on Goodreads, but I think that's just because it's kind of weird. It's weird, like Convenience Store Woman is weird. Okay. So it has a very distinct vibe to it that I think you would really love as well. It's totally up both of our alleys. But basically, this is about a woman who calls herself the woman in the yellow cardigan, and she is observing this woman who always wears a purple skirt, and she's kind of obsessed with this woman. The woman is very mundane, so this is where the convenience store woman aspects kind of come in. She's just like this regular woman who hangs out. She goes to a park and eats the same bun every day and then goes home. And she kind of has troubles like keeping a job. And so the main character, the woman in the yellow cardigan, none of them have names. She wants to help the woman in the purple skirt for whatever reason. She feels like she can achieve much more. And so she keeps leaving these like newspaper articles about new jobs and like circling jobs for her and leaves them on her bench because she wants her to get a good job. And eventually she gets a job at the same place that the main character works, so she's able to kind of keep an eye on her. And so that's kind of the main premise of the book, and it's just kind of seeing how this woman is really obsessed with this other woman, and like it's a kind of a story of loneliness and obsession, and but also being very mundane at the same time. Like, it's not an intense thriller, but it does kind of have undertones of being kind of like a creepy thriller. She's kind of stalking her a little bit. Yeah.
Have you seen this other cover?
Which other cover? Oh, yes. That's the one I want to get. I want to get it when it...
Yeah, that's... I don't really like the Canadian one.
No, the one... The really colorful one is kind of hideous, but it is what it is. But yeah, that's a book that I really want to get my hands on now, so I'm going to try and find that alternate cover. But yeah.
Why do you think it has such a low rating?
I don't know. I think, because I wonder if Convenience Store Woman has a low rating, too. I'm not sure. Oh, okay. I think Convenience Store Woman is probably higher than this, but it's 3.39 average rating on Goodreads. And, yeah, I think it's just because it's so, like, bizarre. If you're not used to Japanese fiction, it's got that kind of different vibe to it. Yeah, where it's like, what the hell is going on? Like, why am I reading about this person who, like, she has no purpose. Like, what is the point of this book? But I really like that because it makes you kind of dive deeper and figure out, like, what is going on here?
It's a little disturbing.
Yeah.
Convenience Store Woman has a 3.72.
Yeah, so that's definitely higher. So this one, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
It really appealed to me, though. That's interesting. It really just, it hit the mark. It worked for me.
I'm really glad that it worked out. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's successful. And now you can buy it if you want.
Exactly, because I've already read it.
Because you actually liked it.
Yeah.
Guys, the UPS truck just pulled up. My delivery of my mug and my hat is about to happen.
Oh my god, you should unbox it.
Oh my god. I think I will. Should I go? I should probably go.
Yeah, go get it.
This is so exciting. Live on the air. I can't believe it. Okay, I'm so excited. We were supposed to talk about currently reading, but who can talk when there's
no
mugs
there's
to
no
be
time.
Unboxed? Cutting through the tape here, ladies and gentlemen. Come on. Oh god, what's holding it back? You know when you can't find the tape that's the one that's holding it?
Oh, I had big issues opening up my box. I cut every piece of tape and still couldn't figure out how to open the box. DFTBA has some strong boxes.
Oh my god, you're right.
Impossible to penetrate.
Oh.
There you go.
Oh my god, the mug is wrapped with the hat. That's so cute. Oh my god. Oh, Raylene, it's so cute.
Isn't it perfect?
The beanie is adorable. Okay, that is so happy. It feels so happy. Okay, that's amazing. And then we got bubble wrap on the mug here. Oh boy. I'm really excited about it being tall.
I love the size of it. Wait until you hold that handle. Feels really good.
Ooh. Oh my god, they also sent me my pins. From my personal shop.
Oh my god,
they're so cute. Look at my little my little house. That's adorable. Okay, let's open up this. Oh my god, once again, how are they printing stuff this crisp?
I have no idea.
They've got these weird 4K printers.
Weird 4K mug situation.
This is so satisfying to hold.
Isn't it? I think it's going to become my new most used mug. Like, it's
perfect size. I can really see that happen. The little books look so cute. Mm-hmm. It says the dust jackets on there. Oh my god, I love it. Ah, okay, well, god, we've really plugged our merch this episode.
We just can't help it. It's so good.
It's so cute. Oh, that's awesome. Ah, yay. Damn, I'm happy. Okay, back to business. What were we talking about? Currently reading. Raylene, what are you currently reading?
Well, since you asked, so I'm currently reading The Other Black Girl by Zakiya Delilah Harris. I wanted to read this properly in October because it is a scary book, as far as I can tell. It seems like it has a distinct horror aspect to it. But it's November now. I'm gonna finish this book and then I'll move on to my November rereads. But I am really liking it so far. It starts out just kind of like an office situation. The main character is a black woman working at a publishing house. She's the only black person who works there. And she's all alone. And then suddenly they hire another black woman. And she's like, oh my god, finally, this is cool. This is progress. Then she's faced with a problem at work. One of the authors that her and her editor work with wrote a book that had a really problematic black character in it. And she's like, what do I do? Should I say something? I don't want to be that person that didn't say something. And so I just got to the part where she says something and then everybody freaks out. And so that's kind of where the beginning is. And I don't know how it's going to turn into a horror book. I'm very intrigued by that because as of right now, it kind of just seems like a workplace kind of race related plot,
right?
But I'm like, how is this gonna turn horror? So I don't know anything beyond what I've read so far, but I'm really enjoying it and I'm really excited to read some more. So that's what I'm reading.
That's awesome. Yeah. That sounds really good. I have definitely seen that book around, but I didn't know what it was about.
Yeah.
Well, I'm currently reading We Are the Weather by Jonathan Safran Foer.
Cool.
Have you read this?
No, but I know that you were really excited about that when you got it. And
it is
I would like
so
to read it.
Shiny.
Yeah, wow. I can barely see the cover. It's so shiny.
Okay, so this is a nice little tale. Basically, I bought this ages ago. Really, it was ages ago. It was years ago. I started reading it. I was really enjoying it. But for some reason, I put it down, which I do all the time. That's fine.
Yeah.
And it's just been on my kind of to read pile for ages. But I am going to be filming a video with my wonderful pal, Lena, who sent you your book about this book. So that's why I'm currently reading it, because she was like, We kind of talked about some of the books that could be a good option. And I was like, let's definitely read this one, because this is her favorite book about climate change.
Cool.
And I've been wanting to read it for forever. So I was like, let's do that one. It's really great so far. The writing style is very easy to read. It's just so... I find this author strange. His career is strange, isn't it?
Yeah, he's written such random books.
This book about climate change, and he has Eating Animals, which is about like the concept of the meat industry and the culture around eating meat. But then he also like wrote Extremely Loud and Incredibly Close,
like he has
which
some
is
really
just
cool
like
novels
an
well.
Award-winning fiction novel. Yeah, I don't. That's really interesting. So, what can I say? I'm not that deep into it. I can't speak too much yet on how I feel about it. I am enjoying it so far. I'm excited to talk about it with Lena. And actually, this is a great moment to plug, next week's episode is going to be with Lena.
Hell
we're doing
yeah.
a guest episode because I'm visiting her. So I was like, woman, we've got to record while I'm there.
Yeah.
And she was like, yeah, that'd be super fun. So next week's actually going to be a book club episode with Lena. Not a book club. I don't know why I said that.
It's just special episode.
It's just going to be a special episode. Yeah. But yeah, I'm really glad that she didn't force me to read this. I could have picked another one, but I'm really glad that the situation has forced me to pick this one up because I really, like, you know, I have been meaning to read this for ages. So I hope I like it as much as she likes it. I love this cover of it. Like, this is, I think this is the UK edition, but it's got like these beautiful waves on it. Mm-hmm. Just really cool. Okay. What else? Oh, I was going to ask you right now. I've got this giant list of things I'm supposed to do this episode, you guys. There's so much going on here. I wanted to ask you because you've alluded a couple of times to wanting to do rereads in November.
Yeah.
So I thought it would be fun because today, the day we're recording, is November 1st. Mm-hmm. I thought it would be fun if you could give us a little TBR. Do you have some specific books you had in mind to reread this November? Obviously, if you want to change your mind partway through the month, I'm not going to.
And I'm sure that I will. Yeah, I definitely will. I always do. But the two that kind of come to mind immediately are books that I have been meaning to reread for a while, slash are favorite books of mine that I just would, I feel like would be really great to read in November on my birthday month, just to make me feel really happy. And so the first one that I really, really want to reread and plan to definitely reread is The Name of the Wind. And maybe the sequel, if I feel like it, because I've only read the sequel once. I've read the first book a few times now, but I would love to reread those because they just make me so happy. And I haven't read enough fantasy this year. I really wanted to read more fantasy than I have. And I meant to read fantasy during the summertime. Didn't happen at all. I don't think I read a single fantasy book. So I was like, you know what? I may as well dive back in with my favorite fantasy book. And then maybe it'll encourage me to pick up some more fantasy later on. So I want to read that. And then I also really want to reread Golden Boy by Abigail Tartlin.
Because
have been talking about this for years. I read this book in 2015, apparently. I've only read it the one time. But I loved it so much. And so I've been dying to reread it. It's literally been 6 years. That's insane. So I really want...
I know. It's such a thing, though. I have so many favorite books that I talk about forever. And then I, like, 7 years later, I'm like, do I still like that?
Right?
I
don't know. That's exactly the thing. Like, I just need to reread it. So those are the two that immediately come to mind. If I feel like there's another one. There's another golden book that I really want to reread, and I just don't know what it is yet. But yeah.
It'll be fun, though, to hear your updates throughout the month.
Yeah. So, because my plan, I mean, I might mix in some new reads as well. I'm not, like, sticking to the idea of doing solely rereads. If something strikes my fancy, then I'll pick it up. But those are the ones that I'm really itching to get to. Yeah.
I love that. I really want to reread 15 by Beverly Cleary.
Oh, yeah.
I think I talked about that last week, but it's just one of my favorite books of all time. It's like a YA book, maybe almost middle grade-y, from the 50s. So it's really, really straightforward and simple and innocent. Mm-hmm. It's got illustrations. But, like, I love that book. And I just feel like it's, like, a nostalgic book for me.
Yeah.
I feel like... Have you seen the movie Flipped?
No, I've been meaning to watch that for years. But no, I have not seen it.
You should watch it. It's such a sweet movie. If anyone out there has seen Flipped, it's just a movie about, like, two grade eights who are, like, in a cute little romance, you know? And, like, a little bit coming of age. Mm-hmm. That's what the 15 is, amazing, right? Like, it's a 15-year-old teen in the 50s.
Yeah.
And she's, like, getting her first boyfriend. So it's, like, super innocent, but it just makes me so happy. So I really want to reread that. And maybe lovely. If I have time, I want to reread the first Harry Potter. But
yeah, actually, speaking of, I was thinking Half-Blood Prince, because I started a reread of the Harry Potter series a few years ago and just gradually,
well,
like...
this is my exact problem. I started a reread a few years ago and I made it to Goblet of Fire. So I'm like, do I start again at the beginning? Because it has been a few years. Or should I go straight to Goblet?
I think go straight to Goblet of Fire, because you don't need to reread the first ones because you know what happens. And something that's great about the Harry Potter series is that the first, like... maybe 5 or 6 pages is mostly recap and kind of like,
yeah, she does it, really
she
recap.
Really she does that's a really true. Good recap that puts you back in, so you know exactly where you're at.
You're right.
So you should have no problem jumping in Goblet of Fire. But I'm at Half-Blood Prince. I read up to Order of the Phoenix, and that was like a couple of years ago. So I may dive back in this month. That would make me really happy.
Okay, well,
let's do it.
Let's do a book haul.
Okay.
I got some books. I got 2 books. What did you? Well, you said you went to a thrift store.
I got a few really random books from a thrift store.
Okay.
I just happened to be after I moved, because I have like not bought any books before the move because I didn't want to move more books. But after I had moved, I think it was literally the day after, I said, you know what, I'm gonna go to the thrift store and see if I find a couple of books, because I need that satisfaction of getting books without actually going and spending money on brand new books. So I went to the thrift store and got a few randos. So the first one is Great Expectations by Charles Dickens.
Oh, cool.
Because you and I have talked good a bit topic. About Charles. We have not really read him Charles. At all. Charles, my man Charles.
Yeah.
Charlie. but yeah, I found this nice kind of like slightly beat up copy. Like it's got some rips in it, but it's the Black Penguin Classics edition, which I love those editions. It just felt like the right thing to have. So now I'm on the
those
hunt
for... Those are so floppy.
Yeah, it is. It's got good flop. So I want to get Tale of Two Cities in the same edition. Because I don't know which one I want to read first. I don't know which one
I don't know either.
Means more to me deep down in my soul. but I have great expectations. So if I decide to read it, I've got it. So
would you say...
Yeah?
You said... I think you said good expectations, which is hilarious.
My expectations for the book are... They're good. They're not great. That's really funny. I hope that that was... Whoa. That truly happened. I did not mean to say that. It's funny, I got a bunch of just like random kind of general fiction almost. So I also got Water for Elephants by Sarah Gruen, which I have
that's
read.
That's interesting.
Yeah. I have.
Yeah, I thought you had.
Yeah, I've read this book many years ago and really, like, I loved this book. But I had a movie tie-in mass market paperback edition, which I hated and was ugly. So I got rid of it. But in my heart of hearts, I've been thinking over the past few years, I should really get that book again and give it a reread. So I got a nice trade paperback that is a normal cover and it's in perfect condition. Right. It's great. So I am adding that to my shelf. It feels good because I have already read it. So I'm not adding too many new books.
That makes me want to reread The Night Circus.
I think about The Night Circus a lot. That might have to be another November reread, because it's funny when I think about that book. I have such fond memories of it, but I literally read it in 2012.
Yeah, same.
Like it's been almost a decade.
We probably read it at the same time, and you're right. Holy shit, it's been like a decade.
It's been almost a decade, and I've only read it once. So we should really read.
Same.
Yeah, okay. I might have to add that to my list of rereads. The next book I got, you should be excited about this. I got A Complicated Kindness by Miriam Taves.
Yes. I actually pulled that book down the other day because I was like, oh, what novel am I going to read next? Yeah. And I pulled that one down. There was like three that I pulled down that would be good options.
Yeah.
And then I fell asleep. And then the next morning I woke up and I was like, what am I talking about? I need to read We Are the Weather.
Yeah.
Strawberry.
Hang on.
Do your homework.
But yeah, so I was excited to find this because, as we've talked about, this is a Canadian book and it's kind of... It seems like a good aerial book. Isn't this about farming or something? No, I can't remember. There's a chicken on the cover, so.
It takes place in Manitoba in a Mennonite community.
Right.
So it's definitely like rural living.
Yeah. So that seems cool. So I picked that guy up. And then the last one I got is The Wonder by Emma Donoghue.
Really?
Because I've been like on and off about this book because plot-wise, I don't think it seems the most appealing to me. However, I love Room by Emma Donoghue. And so I'm thinking to myself, maybe, just maybe she can make this plot that doesn't necessarily sound like the most exciting thing to me. Maybe she can make it really great. Yeah. Also,
because that could be her publisher's fault.
Yeah, 100%. Like it could be better than what the synopsis
sounds like. It might actually be a really cool book.
It could be. So I decided I would pick it up. Give it a shot. And because there's that, is it a show coming out with Florence Pugh or is it a movie? I can't remember.
That's what I thought you were going to say. You were like, however, I really love, and then you said Room, but I thought you were going to say Florence Pugh.
I also really love Florence Pugh. So I'm like, I will read the book so that I can watch the show. Or at least give it a try.
It's a movie, but yeah.
Oh, movie. Okay, cool. So those are the books I got. Completely random.
That's awesome.
Very much something
those are kind of random
store. Yeah,
those are sort of thrift story books. I don't know
I've definitely
that,
seen
like...
all of these books at many thrift stores and chosen not to pick them up previous to this trip, but this time it felt like the right choice.
I'm very excited to hear what you think about The Wonder, just because Room was such a moment, a cultural moment, right? Like everyone that was one of those books where like everyone read that book. And then I didn't hear anyone read The Wonder. I don't know.
She's had many more books that have been published since Room as well. Like, I think she's had maybe three or four books come out, but they've all been very much under the radar.
Yeah. There's something about Room that really hit home, I guess. Okay, well, I got two books. The first one is House of Light by Mary Oliver, another Mary Oliver collection.
Very nice.
I've just decided that I need all of her collections. And so if I ever see an edition or one that I'm like excited about, I'm gonna pick it up. So I picked this one up. What can I say? There's not much to say about it. It's got the one really famous, I mean, she has like Wild Swan and The Summer Day are probably her two most famous poems. Mm. And The Summer Day is the one that ends with, "Tell me, what is it you plan to do with your one wild and precious life?"
Oh, yeah, I've definitely heard that.
God, that's iconic. So cool to have the collection that's from. And then the other book I got, Raylene, this is out of left field. I got Everything You Ever Wanted by Louisa Salma.
Oh, that's really
cool.
Have
you seen this?
I think I've heard of it. I don't know if I've seen that cover, though. Does it have a different cover? I don't know.
I don't know. This definitely strikes me as a UK edition.
Yeah, it's very cool looking.
Because of the paper quality and the fact that it's blurbed by The Guardian and the Sunday Telegraph.
Yeah.
Okay, so basically, the other day, I dropped my brother off somewhere. And it was like 8:30 p.m. Mm-hmm. And I was driving back to Connor's apartment, and I realized the bookshop doesn't close till 9.
That's rare.
And I was driving past it, so I was like, I could do a cheeky little visit to the bookshop. And the thing I was really craving was just a book about a character who's my age,
yeah,
in like a kind of a contemporary kind of thing. Like, I don't want something historical, just someone who's like in her mid late 20s.
Yeah,
I thought that would be cool. So that's kind of what I was looking for. And I actually made a little vlog about this that ended up being my video for my for the patrons month. So if you want to see a vlog about it, that's on the Patreon. But I saw this book almost right at the end, because I was only in the shop for like 20 minutes before they closed. I saw this and I was like, that sounds crazy. So it says, like, it's like sort of like the book you were talking about. It starts with a very mundane person at an office. Like, it says you wake up, you go to work, you have strategy meetings about how to use hashtags. Like, it's got that kind of mundane thing. But then it says, then you hear about Life on Nix, Nix spelled NYX, a program that offers a chance to move to another planet and start a new meaningful way of life. But the caveat is, if you go, you can never come back. So it's supposed to be another kind of social media ebook,
sounds
great. But then it also has this sort of sci-fi element. Mm. Doesn't that sound cool?
That does sound very cool. I definitely just added it to my list of my Goodreads to read.
Like, on the first page, skipping forward, it says, she had heard of Nix, of course, but not the TV show. It had only just been announced. She knew that Nix was a terrestrial planet, much smaller than Earth. She knew that its solar system could only be reached via an underwater wormhole in the Pacific Ocean. She knew it had no moons. She knew that Nix was tidally locked, so that, unlike Earth, it didn't turn on its axis.
Whoa.
On one side, it was always day, and on the other, night. So it kind of goes on like that a little bit, and I'm like, whoa, this is kind of painting a cool picture, because it's weirdly like a contemporary book, you know, what sort of like Severance, where it's like a book that's sort of mundane, but then you have the apocalypse happening.
Yeah,
like with this, it's sort of mundane, but you have the sci-fi
I
happening.
Really like that sounds very cool.
I know, and I really like the cover.
Yeah,
so I really hope I can get to this one soon, because I think that just sounds really, really neat.
Mm-hmm.
The next few weeks are going to be really busy for me, because I'm actually traveling. So, guys, low expectations.
But not great expectations, but good.
Bad expectations for my reading. I'll definitely be reading We Are the Weather, but we'll see what else I manage to finish. But eventually, probably second half of November or December, I really want to read that, because it sounds really cool.
Yeah.
Damn.
Very nice.
Okay. Wow. On to our final sections of this long, long episode. A book haul? Nope. Book news and book olds. Mm-hmm. So let's jump into book news. Very short book news this week. Very, very short. I only have one piece of book news. And it is about Miss Rainbow Rowell.
Ooh, okay.
She announced a new book. Dun, dun, dun. Hmm. Let me go on over to her Instagram, where she explained the book. Here it is. Oh yeah, I remember this now. So she says, working on the fangirl manga had me really missing Reagan and wondering what she was up to. So I wrote a short story about her. It's a Christmas romance set during the last year. Reagan is very grown up. The story will be available on Amazon as an ebook and audiobook and it's only $2. Cool. So I thought, what the heck, I'll shout that out. If you are craving a little bit more Rainbow Rowell, mm-hmm. that's available now.
Very cool.
Nowell.
Oh no.
Sorry guys. another piece of, it's not really book news, it's sort of book news. Neil Gaiman posted a while ago, mm-hmm. like a week ago or something, that The Ocean at the End of the Lane is a play, or maybe what? A musical, hopefully a play,
whoa.
On the West End. And I was like, whoa, that sounds really cool. I think maybe it had happened before COVID as well, but now it's like back post-COVID.
Okay.
So I'm going to be in London. I'm going to go see it. So I'm going to report back
that next is very week cool.
when we record or whatever. I'll tell you guys what I think of, because obviously when we watch movies about books or based on books, we talk about them. Mm-hmm. This will be our first book to play adaptation.
Yeah. That's really exciting.
Yeah. So anyway, very short book news this week, but that's probably for the best. Mm. What do you have for book olds?
Well, I was just kind of noodling around the internet before we started recording and found a random book that I'd never heard of. That sounds cool. So this book is called Territory of Light by Yuko Tsushima.
And I've definitely seen this before. Have
you? It has a great
cover. Do I own this book?
If you, okay, hold on. Do you own this book?
I do. Hold on, I'll show you.
Oh my God, no way.
Look at this. Look.
That's the cover. That
is so
pretty. I'm so jealous that you own that.
It's so pretty. Well, convince me to read it, really.
Yeah, okay. So first of all, this came out in 1976 originally and has now been published in this gorgeous Penguin Classics edition that you have. It's like a great kind of light grayish green color.
Sage?
Yeah. Sage. Oh, it's beautiful. Yeah. It's beautiful.
It is beautiful. It's the color I'm painting my hallway.
Oh my Lord. Yeah, it's a good color. Okay, I'll read the synopsis. Territory of Light is the luminous story of a young woman living alone in Tokyo with her 3-year-old daughter. Its 12 standalone fragments follow the first year of her separation from her husband. The novel is full of light, sometimes comforting and sometimes dangerous. Sunlight streaming through windows, dappled light in the park, distant fireworks, dazzling flood water, desaturated street lamps, and earth-shaking explosions. The seemingly artless prose is beautifully patterned. The cumulative effect is disarmingly powerful, and images remain seared into your retina for a long time afterwards. So, I mean, it sounds very much like an aerial book. It seems kind of plotless in a way, and it seems like there's just lots of vignettes of kind of beautiful moments and scary moments and just all the moments of life. But a person who's...
It's also very short.
Yeah, very short. And the main character seems like she's probably feels very alone. She's completely by herself with a toddler and is separated from her husband for whatever reason. I don't know why, based on the synopsis, but
On my copy it says Territory of Light is a novel of abandonment, desire, and transformation.
There you go.
Abandonment. So it does seem very lonely.
Yeah. Sorry, can you hear sizzling? Kyle's cooking in the kitchen and the door's open. I can close the door.
I can't hear it. It's okay.
Okay. It's probably fine. It's not close enough to the mic that it would catch it. I just could suddenly hear sizzling. And I was like, uh-oh.
Siege, leave that in. We'll see if the people can hear the sizzling.
Beautiful.
I'm really excited that you picked that book, though, because I've had this on my shelves for a while. I feel like I bought this in foils ages ago.
It looks UK-ish.
I feel like I saw it, and I just thought it was so beautiful, and I was like, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Oh God, I don't remember though. Maybe it was sent to me. I don't remember. It's so beautiful though. I've had it for a while, but it really, now that you've said it and I'm like re-looking at the thing here, it sounds like I'd love it.
Right? Sounds perfect.
Damn. Wow. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this was a massive episode, but we packed a lot of good stuff
in
here.
Yeah, it was fun.
I really hope that you guys enjoyed listening to it. Raylene, as always, thanks for hanging out with me,
pal.
No
worries.
Guys, there's so much linked in the show notes. Definitely maybe look at those show notes. Mm-hmm. Book club. The Patreon post for the Flight of the Albatross. Our merch, the Patreon, all sorts of good stuff. Mm-hmm. So thanks so much. We are off to record our Patreon mini podcast, Books Unbucket, which is where we answer a question from our patrons. So we're going to be doing this interesting one. This is posted by Salty Girl. Okay. The question is, you've mentioned recently that middle grade and YA don't intrigue you as much anymore. But my question is, when did you realize / what book did you read that made you go, I'm not into this anymore? I had that moment last year when reading a fantasy YA, and I was secretly hoping the main character would get slapped because she was so annoying. Georgia.
Amazing.
Okay, so this is from Georgia. I think that's a really fun question. Let's see if we can think of any.
Definitely.
That is going to be available on our Patreon. But yeah, thanks so much, everyone, for listening. Happy very early birthday to you, Raylene. But when it comes out, it won't be early. And we'll talk to you guys in our next episode.
Bye.